The Eurocentric Fallacy, The Myths That Underpin European Identity by Hans Gunnani. Many pro-Europeans, that is, supporters of European integration or the European project in its current form, imagine that the European Union is an expression of cosmopolitanism. They think it stands for diversity, inclusion, and openness. It opposes nationalism and racism. It is about people coming together and peacefully cooperating. It is a shining example of how enemies can become partners and how diversity can be reconciled with unity. As the European Commission President, José Manuel Barroso, put it, when the EU was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2012, as it struggled to deal with the Eurozone crisis, the European project has shown that it is possible for peoples and nations to come together across borders, and that it is possible to overcome the differences between them and us. However, there is something rather Eurocentric in thinking of the EU in this way. In particular, by generalizing about peoples and nations in the way Barroso does, it mistakes Europe for the world. After all, insofar as the European project, that is, the process of European integration since the end of the Second World War, has brought people and nations together, it is of course only peoples and nations within Europe. It was a process that began with six Western European countries in the immediate post-war period, and subsequently widened to include other Northern, Western, and Southern European countries, and, after the end of the Cold War, Central and Eastern European countries. It has never included the rest of the world, but of course, the EU has developed policies towards it.